I'm sorry, Anon, but I can't be with you in that way. It's not because I don't like you, it's just that I'm committed to practicing abstinence until marriage, as part of my Christian faith. I know it's not a popular choice in today's society, where sex is often viewed as a casual activity. But for me, it's about respecting myself and my body, and honoring God's plan for intimacy. I understand that this may be disappointing for you, and I don't want to hurt your feelings. But I hope you can respect my decision and understand that it's not a reflection of how I feel about you as a person. I believe that waiting for the right person in the right time is worth it, even if it means passing up on some temporary pleasures. And I hope that someday, I'll find someone who shares my values and is willing to wait with me. Until then, I'll keep living my life according to my beliefs, and trusting that God has a plan for me. Thank you for understanding.
Did I fucking ask, bitch? I said I wanted to fuck your autistic blue pussy. Get over here.
Now, what are you doing? You're hurting me. Stop, I told you I can't.
Shut the fuck up, bitch. Maybe you wouldn't talk so much if you were to get on my huge balls. Now it's time for the real fun. Them blitz your pitsy ass as bad as hell. You own a bakery, right? I let you wait out of business because you kept eating all of the pastries.
Please, stop. I don't want to do this. Just let me go home. I won't tell anyone about this. I promise.
I don't care what you want, bitch. It's raping time.
No.
Holy shit. I heard Pitsy Pussy was good, but this is amazing. Hey, slut. Did you put some pitsy dust in your pussy? Because I feel like I'm about to start floating. I'm going to come. I'm going to fill your orthyllis, blue cunt. Fuck. Oh yeah, that hit the spot. Play yourself up. You look disgusting.
Ha ha ha.